Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And in this episode, I want to teach you a method for how to practice a pitch, right? This could be for anything in terms of whatever you may be pitching. Now, before I get into it, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already. That way you get all the various lessons and episodes that I put out right when I put them out. Thank you if you just did, and thank you if you already were. It truly does mean a lot to me, as I hope it does to you. So let's talk about this. One of the ways athletes get better is through practice, right? And practice is great, you know? I'm a firm believer that practice doesn't make perfect, it makes permanent. So the way you practice something is the way you're going to ultimately ingrain it in yourself and do it. So if you just go through the motions of practicing a pitch, then you're not really going to get better, right? But if you, every time, you're rehearsing your pitch, you give it your all, then that's what's going to cement it in you, right? So that's step number one, is to practice the way you're going to ultimately try to present it, right? So that's number one. But then there's a threshold for athletes that no matter how much they practice, they don't get better until they start to review film of themselves. There's only so much you can see from your own vantage point. But when you see film of yourself, right, as an athlete, that's when you can start to, you know, really see the truth about your own self and be like, okay, here's how I thought in my head that happened, but here's how it actually happened. And so you can start to then adjust for things, or, you know, if you're doing something well, continue doing it well, right? Because the fact of the matter might be, you might have thought something wasn't working well when in fact it actually was, right? So seeing footage of yourself allows you to do that. So when it comes to pitching, record yourself. This is something that people will give as advice to so many artists. And yet, so often, because it's quote-unquote cringeworthy to watch yourself or hear yourself, most people don't ever do it. Please don't be one of those people. If you really want to nail a pitch, practice it the way you're going to pitch it, but also record yourself and play it back. Really study yourself. It's going to be painful at first. It might be painful, every single time. But nonetheless, this is how the people that you're going to be pitching it to see you. And so, if it's cringeworthy for you, imagine how they would feel if you're not delivering, right? So you got to get it to a place that that actually works, right? And part of how you do that is you have to be able to see yourself. Now, again, it might be cringeworthy in that sense initially. And I think that's just like kind of our initial gut reaction. And so you're going to have to really kind of sit there with it and get past that idea, because some things you're going to have done wrong, but then other times, you know, there's going to be things that you did correctly and you're going to have to accept those as much as you are the bad ones. Maybe it's worth sharing, you know, these videos with close friends whose advice and opinion you value, so they can tell you the good and the bad. And when they do tell you the good, you have to be willing to accept that. Because too often times we're too hard on ourselves and we accept the bad stuff, but not the good stuff. If you're going to accept the bad stuff, you have to likewise accept the good stuff. So those are my two quick tips on how to practice a pitch. I hope this serves you really well. It's simple. And it is easy to do, but like all things, you know, it really just comes down to doing it that makes you successful. Because a lot of people can talk about these things, but they don't do them. And that's quite sad, because it is so simple and easy, right? Anyway, that's the advice I have for you. If you do have any questions or thoughts of your own, please share down in the comment section below or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. I would love to converse with you. Likewise, if you think this episode might be a benefit to somebody in your life, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, as I appreciate you, and hope to see you next time.